This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Wednesday accused Russia of using state media as part of a bid to influence Americans before the November election, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The government says Moscow remains the main threat to elections, trying to spread misinformation and confuse voters. One case the Justice Department unveiled accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the actions show the lengths to which the Putin government will go to meddle in U.S. affairs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on Wednesday morning, submitted his resignation ahead of an expected reshuffling of government leaders. Kuleba gave no reason for stepping down. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated last week the reshuffle was imminent, with the war poised to enter a critical stage and mark its 1,000th day in November. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel will not withdraw its troops from the border area between southern Gaza and Egypt until there is a guarantee that it can never be used as a lifeline for the Islamist movement Hamas.
On the ground, day after day, week after week, month after month, that they can actually prevent the recurrence of what happened there before, we're open to consider it.
But Netanyahu also told a news conference in Jerusalem he does not see that happening anytime soon. This is VOA News. The UN's Children's Agency says a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza reached 189,000 children, surpassing its target and providing a, quote, rare bright spot in nearly 11 months of war. UNICEF said on Wednesday more than 500 teams deployed across central Gaza this week, administering the vaccine to children under 10. It said Israel and Hamas observed limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the campaign. UN agencies now hope to expand the campaign to the harder-hit north and south of the territory. They hope to vaccinate a total of 640,000 children. Authorities say a teenager opened fire in a high school in the U.S. state of Georgia and killed four people, sending students scrambling for shelter. AP correspondent Haya Pendwani reports.
Chris Hosey, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, shared details.
He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder and he will be tried as an adult.
Students in the Barrow County School District will be getting the rest of the week off, but school officials said grief counseling will be offered to the students. Authorities added that the investigation is very active. Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith said they have the community's back as they continue to learn more details.
And know that love will prevail.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Meanwhile, Mexico's lower house of Congress approved a controversial judicial reform on Wednesday after a marathon session that lasted more than 12 hours. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
The backbone of the constitutional reform calls for the election by popular vote of more than 7,000 judges and magistrates, including the Supreme Court. Outgoing President López Obrador has argued that reform is necessary to hold judges accountable and reduce corruption. President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum is also in support. Critics have said the reform will not impact prosecutors, police, and public ministries, which they blame as the real culprits of impunity and corruption.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. About 20 migrants were believed to be missing on Wednesday after their boat capsized in the Mediterranean this week. The Italian Coast Guard says seven Syrians were rescued. The UN Refugee Agency representative in Italy says the survivors are in critical condition and many have lost their relatives. The Coast Guard says the survivors said they left Libya on September 1st with 28 people on board, but 21, including three children, fell overboard in bad weather. The Central Mediterranean is one of the world's deadliest migration routes. The UN Migration Agency says more than 1,000 migrants have died or went missing this year. I'm Joe Ramsey.